dumb bastards. They're not bastards. Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them, because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to the next installment of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week, as always. Wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. If it sounds different, that's because I've got new equipment, just upgraded again, and I'm trying to figure it out. It's pretty easy to use, but I'm having a hard time. I'm hearing an echo. I don't know if it's going to come through on the final recording, but hopefully the volume's loud enough. I keep adjusting the volume, and now I'm turning it up higher to, I'm using wavelengths here to see how my voice sounds and how much volume it has. And I think this is good right here. Hopefully this will work. Let me know in the comments, or contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. But hey, to the black community, I am recording this on a device called a computer. You may not know what it is, because the governor of New York has gone on record and said the youth, the inner city youth of today, the black community, they don't know what a computer is. I mean, literally, do they think we're that stupid? Do they think that nobody has a freaking computer in the palm of their hand at all times? I mean, come on. This is degrading. This is demoralizing. This is the Democrat Party in full action. This is what they do. They make you feel like you are this inferior intellectual creature. And the only way that you can survive in this world is by following and supporting the Democrat Party. This is what they think of you. How does that make you feel, black community? This is what they feel. I mean, we are on the four-year cycle. Now they're going to give a rat's ass about you because it's time. They need your vote. And then once they get your vote, you know, your computer goes away. They don't care if you don't know what a computer is. But we all know that you know what a computer is. But the governor of New York doesn't think you do, so go figure. So this show today, I have tossed and turned on the contents of this show, and I have to do it. I absolutely have to do this show for the simple fact that everything that the conspiracy theorists, or the way Josh, a good listener friend of mine, says, the truth tellers, everything that we said is true about this COVID vaccine. And if you watch the news and you read the news, you're going to find that even now the mainstream media is now telling people about vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths. So why? Why is it now? What is the agenda? What are they trying to hide? I mean, is it more of a diversionary tactic? Holy cow. Mark Hamill doing a press conference didn't divert anybody. We got to do something. Let's just tell them COVID vaccines are killing people. They're injuring people. They're changing people's lives. Damn the consequences. We've got to divert the people away from the fact that the Biden administration is failing at every opportunity. Every turn, the Biden administration has failed and continues to fail. We will talk about that. And while we're on the subject of Josh, my good friend and co-worker and great listener of the show, he informed me today that we have no less than 6 major CMEs, coronal mass ejections, coming right at us, to the point that there are now alerts. I'll go over the alerts, but this is kind of, I mean, granted, I, I'm a I'm a conspiracy theorist, a truth teller. I look for the worst in everything to prepare for it. That way, if it doesn't happen, fine, good, great, we did it. We move past that one. But if it does, we're ready. We're going to be ready. We'll do our best to survive whatever's coming at us. So
we're going to talk about that. Before we get into that, though, I want to give a shout out, a thank you to Karen. Karen from New Zealand. She has been a listener of ours. Holy cow. She has been a listener for a long, long time. And she contacted me via Facebook Messenger, and she saw from New Zealand, she saw that Michigan got hit by really, really large tornadoes. And she contacted me, said, "Hey, are you okay? By the way, love the show, love the paranormal." So I'm trying to input paranormal into the show. But yes, obviously I'm okay. I'm recording the show. That was south of us, probably about 100 miles. So it was a little bit away from us, but they were really, really big tornadoes. Tornadoes we don't really see around these parts, but, and of course the climate change activists are saying, "Oh, this is proof that climate change is changing the planet." And I'm going to debunk that in 20 seconds on this show later on. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk, obviously, about the COVID vaccine injuries and why the media is all of a sudden now all on board with something we've been saying for the last 3 years. We're going to talk, Josh, I think I mentioned before, Josh is going to tell us about, or I'm going to tell you what Josh told me about these CMEs, these mass coronal injections coming to Earth, and it's a big deal. Then I'm going to try and get some paranormal in there. There's a bunch of other stuff I want to talk about. I don't know if I'll get into it, but it'll be a good show. I hope you enjoy it. So with that being said, I want you to sit back, relax, open that mind, because you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. Hey everybody, just want to tell you about the 7th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, 2 days worth, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. That is Saturday, October 26th and Sunday, October 27th, 2024. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 7th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. Again, October 26th and October 27th, 2024, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. There are so many options to attend. Our convention now features 2 days packed with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, vendors, exclusive gallery-style events, and so much more based out of the need of our local paranormal community. We can't wait for you to join us. Here's how it works. The weekend pass, 2 days, $100. If you want to go 1 day, it's only $55, and it's worth every penny because you can shop from over 130 other world vendors of all kinds. Michigan's best psychics, mediums, tarot readers, palmists, Reiki healers, and more. Your spine will tingle browsing crystals, oddities, curiosities, paranormal books, art, jewelry, apparel, and merchandise. You can meet local paranormal teams, learn more about ghosts and all things paranormal, Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums. You will find out about Michigan lore and its haunted history. There are private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presentations. There will be prizes and giveaways and so much more. But you can't be a part of it if you're not there. So you need to be there. And again, this is the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, the 7th annual. It's been going on 7 years already, and it is a great time. Been there numerous times myself. It happens Saturday, October 26th, and Sunday, October 27th, 2004, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
left him in the summer. But I think I was wrong, cause I wanted all winter. If we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more than just flowers in the spring, wish I could take it back. Think I said something I don't.
Okay, so we're back, of course. And I hate to be the guy that sits there and says, I told you so. But listen, I'm not right all the time. And when I am, I'm gonna gloat. It's not a good look on me, but I don't get to do it a lot. So I'm going to take this time to say, I told you so. Do you remember when the COVID vaccines came out and I was imploring everybody to not get the vaccine? I was all over these doctors that were pushing it, that it's safe and effective. It's not safe and effective. It never was. Remember how Joe Biden was telling America, if you get this vaccine, you will not get COVID and you cannot spread COVID. You will not go in the hospital. You will not die of COVID. Well, then it turned into, well, you might get COVID, but it's not going to be nearly as bad as those that were unvaccinated. And then it turned into, well, you might get COVID. You might get hospitalized, but you're not going to die from it. And then it stopped. But then the reports were coming out from whistleblowers at these hospitals that were saying, listen, the people that are dying of COVID in our hospitals are vaccinated. We're not seeing the unvaccinated die of COVID. The strains became less and less and less deadly. Every time it mutated, it lost a little bit of deadliness. So everybody was saying, well, if that's the case, why are the vaccinated going into the hospital and dying from it? It's because the injection, I can't even call it a vaccine, the injection screwed with your immune system. The spike protein is a poison to your body. And people just didn't care. They kept getting these, and they were proud of it. I told you about this idiot, Dennis Kloss. I don't care if I say his name. This guy is an idiot. He was all over me, lambasting me because I wasn't getting the vaccine, telling me how I'm going to die of COVID and how he's protected. His wife's a doctor, and she knows that this is protecting you. Well, obviously, she's not a good doctor. And he would sit there and tell me how if somebody's walking in the store without a mask, he'd just go up there and punch him in the face. He's been arrested 3 times for assault, and he's proud of it. Is that what you're proud of? Because that makes you a horrible human being. And people that are unvaccinated, all they're doing is they're putting my life in danger. Well, and we talked about it at work the other day. Because we had a gentleman wearing a mask. And he's like, why aren't you guys wearing masks? And I'm looking at him like, why would we? And he simply was like, well, you know, there's a lot out there. And I'll use the same analogy I used during COVID. Listen, if the mask protects you, you're wearing a mask. You're protected, right? Well, I'm doubly protected if you wear a mask. Well, if you're that afraid to go outside, don't go out. You can get anything you want delivered to you now via DoorDash or Grubhub or whatever you want. You can get it. You can have shopped or you can have people do grocery shopping for you. You can have your meals sent to you. That's what happens nowadays. That's how this works. So you never have to leave the house. So why would you leave the house? These are the same idiots that are driving alone in their car with a mask on. Who are you protecting yourself from? Yourself? Are you that worried you're going to get COVID that you have to protect yourself from yourself? But why? The question now remains, why are the mainstream media analysts, why are they talking about vaccine injuries? Chris Cuomo, the defunct, the fired CNN reporter, who was out there telling everybody, you need to get the COVID vaccine, is now out there rambling on about how horrible the COVID vaccine is because he's been vaccine injured. COVID vaccine injured. I don't feel sorry for this idiot. How many people took your advice, Cuomo, and got the injection and are now either dead or struggling mightily? And you want to be on your high horse and be the righteous man that you think you are and tell everybody how I'm strong. I'm going to tell you about how the vaccine hurt me. I don't give a rat's ass how it hurt you. call me an asshole, but I'm glad it did. These doctors that were promoting this and telling the kids to get it, please get vaccine injured. You are a drain on the human society because you put profit, you put money in your pocket over human life. They knew this was not safe and effective. Even if they didn't know that it was not safe and effective, they knew it wasn't tested. And they're out there promoting it. Where are these doctors now? They're hiding because they knew they're wrong. And if you have a doctor that's telling you still to get the COVID injection, get a new doctor. Because all this doctor is doing is trying to get money. Let me give you an example. So these numbers are coming from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's my insurance company. So this really, truly does not sit well with me. But the reason why your doctor was so aggressive about you getting the COVID vaccine, listen to this. And this was in the UK. I'm going to tell you right now, if it was in the UK, anywhere that Blue Cross Blue Shield is in, it was the same situation. Blue Cross Blue Shield paid your doctor a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of two years old. If your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, then Blue Cross Blue Shield will pay that doctor $80,000. But here's the catch. Under Blue Cross Blue Shield's rules, pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of the patients are fully vaccinated. This includes the flu vaccine. So it's not just $400 on your child's head. It could be the whole bonus. So this is why, I mean, $80,000 they would receive a year. A year, because it rolled over every year. That's why they're being so aggressive on getting you to get the COVID shot, because all they're looking at is dollar signs. They've lost their Hippocratic Oath. They threw it in the trash. They don't care. It's all about the money. They don't care about what this does to you. All they care about is, man, I could go on that trip. I could buy that boat. I could do whatever I want with $80,000. That's more than a lot of people make a year. And you're going to pay these doctors $80,000 to inject children under 2 years old with this vaccine, this so-called vaccine. This is how it is. Listen, the hospitals, I told you this. I was in the hospital with COVID. They wanted me to go on a ventilator. If I died in that hospital and they put COVID as a reason, that's why, listen, this is why people that shot themselves in the head were labeled as dying from COVID. Because that gave the hospital money. If you get put on a ventilator and die, that increases that number. And I've told the story before, but I'll tell it to you again. I was in ICU for 2 weeks. Literally, they told me they don't think I'm making it out. And the doctor came up and said, we need to put you on a ventilator. And I said, absolutely, unequivocally not. Mr. Velasquez, do you understand how you will die if you don't go on a ventilator? Yes, I will die with dignity. I was not afraid to die. I didn't want to die, but I was not going to die on a ventilator. I watched my father die on a ventilator, and I'm sitting there watching his chest rise and lower, and I'm like, he's dead? I don't want my kids, my wife. Granted, nobody was in the room with me because COVID, you couldn't have anybody in there. But I was close to death. And I chose not to get on a ventilator. And there was a guy, Big John. Big John was a nurse at Memorial Healthcare. And he came up to me. And he said, Mr. Velasquez, I'm going to tell you right now. And you take this information and do what you want with it. You're going to get put on a ventilator. And they're going to wheel you in that corner. And they're going to wait for you to die. And then they're going to put somebody else on a ventilator. They're going to wheel them in a corner and wait for them to die. You made the right choice. And lo and behold, the next day they came out with monoclonal antibodies and gave me those. And in literally a day and a half, I was ready to go home. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this not given to everybody? And it's because it's all money. It's all money related. But now, here's the kicker. Now, everybody's talking about vaccine injuries. It's now in the mainstream. Listen to some of these clips that I'm going to play for you. Listen to this. Now, the clip you're going to hear, it is going to start in 2021, go to 2024, and you'll be able to pick out when 2021 was, they were talking in 2021, and when they're talking about 2024, and holy crap, there's something wrong with this vaccine. So the first bit starts in 2021. It's an Oxford scientist that, he is the most respected, honest person I know. This is a conspiracy theory, is what this guy says. Listen to this, and like I say, it's going to jump from 2021, then go to 2024, then there's going to be a clip of 2021, and then 2024, and you'll be able to pick it up. Listen to this.
Now then, COVID is back in the news.
Are you hearing people are quite nervous about getting the vaccine?
One of the professors who worked on the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is a pediatrician who is one of the most intelligent, sensible, and honest people I know. And I spoke to him. I was lucky enough to speak to him because I worked in a documentary that looked at the Oxford vaccine. And do you know what? There is no conspiracy. There is no fake news.
The AstraZeneca COVID vaccine is being withdrawn worldwide after the pharmaceutical giant admitted it causes a rare and dangerous side effect.
Government had no capacity to enforce any of this. You must wear a mask. And people wore masks in New York. But if they said, I'm not wearing a mask, there was nothing I could do about it.
Masks have been mandatory since April, and a fine for not wearing one took effect this week.
It was really all voluntary. Wear a mask. It is the law, and the law is the law.
People who have got conspiracy, maybe anti-vax views, who believe now that they were deliberately misled over these vaccines. It's been developed quickly because we've sped up the process to make it more efficient. We've still had all the safety checks in place. That has not been compromised.
AstraZeneca admits its COVID vaccine can cause rare blood clots.
Based on all the information we had, there was not enough to say that it was down to the vaccine.
Dr. Marco Cavallari, head of anti-infectives and vaccines for the EMA, told the Italian newspaper Il Messaggero, quote, it is becoming more and more difficult to affirm that there isn't a cause and effect relationship between AstraZeneca vaccines and the very rare cases of blood clots associated with a low level of platelets.
You know, you talk about like, you know, cancel culture, who to shame. Ivermectin, a dewormer, really?
They are shaming themselves. No one has to shame them. They're shaming themselves.
No, they need to be shamed.
Yeah.
They need to be called out and shamed, yeah. Brother.
I am taking a regular dose of ivermectin. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin.
You're going to question the vaccine, but you want to take a horse dewormer.
Those clots happened for lots of other reasons, and they weren't happening at a higher rate than we would expect at that time.
Germany, France, Spain, and Italy are all taking the precautionary measure of suspending use of the vaccine because of fears about possible side effects, including blood clots. The AstraZeneca vaccine has already been suspended in the Netherlands, Ireland, Iceland, Bulgaria, Denmark, and Norway.
And it was extraordinary when you think about it that society acted with that uniformity voluntarily. Wear a mask. It is the state law. It's not an option.
So I want you to know that a lot of those clips featured former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who in 2024 went on and said, listen, we couldn't enforce this. There's no way we could. It was mandatory. If you wanted to do it, you can. But in 2021, they have him on here saying, listen, this is the law. You will be fined. And then you have Andrew Cuomo and dumbass Don Lemon, mocking people that took ivermectin. And then you have Chris Cuomo saying, I'm taking ivermectin. Even though he said in 2021, they're shaming themselves. It's a horse dewormer. Listen, we're not crazy. We truth tellers, thanks, Josh, are not crazy.
We know what we're talking about. We see through the BS that is what is going on in our lives. Our politicians and our media do not have our best interest in mind, and I can honestly say that a lot of doctors do not have our best interest in mind because they are promoting, still there's some doctors promoting the COVID vaccine. Hell, even after I was leaving the hospital, after they gave me my discharge papers, the doctor came in and said, "Are you really sure you don't want the COVID vaccine?" And I told her, "Why would I get it? I now have natural immunity." And she had, this is a doctor, she had the audacity to tell me natural immunity does not work. Really? Because it worked for the entirety of the human species prior to that. So either you're a lying sack of crap, or you know that this was made in a lab, therefore natural immunity doesn't work. Well, come to find out, natural immunity is the best vaccine for COVID. Funny how that works. I kept telling people, get COVID, just get it. The odds are you're never going to be anywhere near how bad I was. You're going to get COVID, you're going to build up an immunity to it, and you will not get it. You may get it again, but you're not going to get it as bad as you did. Well, nobody that I know that is unvaccinated that got COVID again, they said it was like a cold. It's like allergy season. But the people that kept getting the vaccine are sick. They're sick constantly. And the reason why is their immune system is compromised because the quote-unquote vaccine is an immune suppressor. It suppresses the immune system. The spike protein is essentially a poison that is killing you. And it pains me to say this because everybody around me, except for my immediate family, my wife, my sons and daughter, are all vaccinated against COVID. They're going to have problems. And it pains me to say this. It really, truly does. So next, we're going to hear on a clip from Dr. Thomas Levy. He basically says, vaccines are causing heart injury in at least 2.8 people who received the COVID vaccination. Well, 2.8% might not sound like a lot, but you know what that is? That's 7 million people in America alone. Listen to this.
Deaths in England and Wales, and has attributed these to a combination of factors such as, and this is what it says, the prevalence of heart disease, flu, and heart disease. So the emphasis there is on heart disease. But of course, there are many people who feel that the increase in heart conditions and heart disease has been exacerbated by the very vaccines which people were persuaded to take in order to protect them against COVID-19. And I have a quote here from somebody called Dr. Thomas Levy, who writing again last year, he said this. He said, on his estimate, vaccines are causing heart injury in at least 2.8% of people who received the COVID injections. And he estimated that a minimum of 7 million Americans now have hearts damaged by COVID vaccines. And although there's no way of being certain at this time, it's within the realm of possibility that over 100 million people in America have some degree of heart damage from the injections, not myocarditis, but heart damage that will be detectable with a troponin test.
Did you hear that number? 100 million people possibly have heart damage, which can eventually be traced to the vaccine. Listen, myocarditis in children was very rare. It is now very prevalent. It is very prevalent now in children. Cancers that just come out of nowhere and are stage four are now prevalent in everybody. It doesn't matter the age you are. I mean, look at the news feed every day. Look at the athletes that are dying. Look at the actors. Look at the famous people that are dying at young, young ages, and they say, unexpectedly, died unexpectedly. They're never going to give you the reason that they died. They know the reason they died. It's either a heart attack, a blood clot, an aneurysm, or something to do with the vaccine. But that's just the famous people that you're hearing. How many everyday people like you and I are dropping dead every day because of this vaccine? The number is going to be astronomical. It's a number I don't even want to begin to fathom. And then we have Dr. James Thorpe, who came out and he was producing the government's own data on the amount of miscarriages caused by the COVID vaccine. And when he started to speak up, he was offered millions of dollars to stay quiet. He refused. He was immediately fired. Listen to what this man has to say, because the numbers are scary. Listen to this.
Rate of any other drug in the history of humanity. On that first 10 weeks, there were 42,086 casualties, including 1,223 dead. On page 7. Listen, this is the most lethal and injurious drug ever rolled out, and if you calculate the injure to kill ratio, it's unprecedented in warfare and medicine. The injure to kill ratio of that first 10 weeks was 33.4. What does that mean, Alice? That means for every person ill, there's 33.4 times that injured, and many of these are severe injuries. And then on page 12 of that document, it details the outcome of women who were pregnant. Pregnant women weren't even supposed to be receiving this. So it was a horrible catastrophic outcome. There was an 81% miscarriage. There was a 5-fold increase of fetal death. There was an 8-fold increase in neonatal deaths. And there were major breastfeeding complications in those babies whose mothers received the vaccine. Now, what did the federal government, what did Biden do with that? What did the chief executive director, chief of staff, Jeffrey Zients, Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, then head of the NIH, Francis Collins, what did they do with that, Alex? Did they tell the American people what Pfizer's own data showed? No, they tried to hide it for 75 years, but it was immediately available from a whistleblower. And thank God to Aaron Seary and ICANN, the Informed Consent Action Network, 15 months later, it was revealed to the public, ironically, on April Fool's Day, 2022. So that's a first source of document that will...
81% miscarriage rate. 81%. First off, if you are pregnant and getting a COVID vaccine, you are an idiot beyond anything I can imagine. You are beyond an idiot. I can't even think of a word that would fit how stupid you are. Would you get a vaccine for any other thing if you were pregnant? No. But because the government and everybody, every newscaster told you to do it, you got a free Krispy Kreme donut out of it, I guess. They're killing their babies. And listen, read the news. There is a huge drop in births everywhere you look, in the United States, in the UK, everywhere. And they're attributing it to, the generation, just this current generation doesn't want to have kids. No. It's not that. It's they're pregnant and they lose the babies because everybody's freaking vaccinated. And I'm going to end this on Chris Cuomo, because this guy is a piece of shit to begin with. I thought he was a piece of shit before. Now, after pushing it on everybody, now that he's been vaccine injured, it's a different story. No. That's not how it works, you dumbass. How many people were injured because of your advice? Well, Joe Rogan, and I like Joe Rogan. He's got a great podcast. He had this to say about him, and he hit the nail on the head. Listen to this.
When it gets them is when they get vaccine injured. Chris Cuomo just came out and said he's got a vaccine injury. That guy was pushing that shit on TV forever. And he said he got it with his first dose, and then he got it again with his second dose.
Wait, what's a vaccine injury?
Something happens when you get the COVID shot, you know, and it's not just the COVID shot. There's people have adverse reactions to all kinds of medications, right? But particularly to this is one that the first time they ever rolled something out to billions of people worldwide. And some people had terrible reactions. And one of them apparently was Chris Cuomo.
So be it. You made your bed, Cuomo. Lie in it. Lie in it. I don't feel sorry for you. You know, maybe I'm becoming jaded as I get older, but it kind of makes me feel happy. You were out there promoting this crap, knowing that it wasn't tested, knowing that we had no idea if it was safe and effective, but you were out there mocking people for taking ivermectin, horse medicine. You were saying they're shaming themselves, you and Don Lemon. And you got injured on the first injection, Chris Cuomo. And you're an idiot. You went back for another one and got injured on that. You have nobody to blame but yourself. So don't sit there on the high horse coming out and trying to be this righteous guy talking about how this COVID vaccine injures people. Because you were one of the main causes. You were one of the main culprits. You were one of the people that were promoting this to no end. I don't feel sorry for you at all. So let me know. I am curious to know, have you received a vaccine? A COVID vaccine shot, and have been injured, or know somebody that has, or know somebody that died. And listen, if you have, you need to start researching ways to detoxify yourself. There are ways to do it, and you need to start doing it now. Maybe it's too late. I don't know. But in the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see people dropping like flies. I've said it before, and it's already starting to happen. All right, let's move on. I'm not going to take a break. I'm just going to keep going. I'm already over almost 40 minutes into this show. Listen, six coronal mass ejections heading to Earth starting today, which is Friday, May 10th. And they're going to go all weekend. A global warning has been issued for a massive geomagnetic storm coming this weekend. It's the first time in nearly two decades. They are anticipating disruptions to mobile phones, GPS, and power systems. That is nationwide. It is expected. Officials warn that a rare and intense solar storm could strike today and concurrently this weekend, marking the first event of its kind in nearly two decades. The NOAA has issued a severe, which is G4, geomagnetic storm watch, the first time it's happened since 2005, when Earth experienced its most significant radiation surge in 50 years. The NOAA indicates that this extraordinary event could interfere with electronic devices, including GPS systems and part of the power grid. Additionally, it could produce a spectacular aurora. The northern lights could be seen as far south is Alabama. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. But let's move into this a little deeper, okay? I have just been told, this is from, and I follow this guy and we kind of contact each other on X, Clandestine. He just sent me a message that he was just told and confirmed with multiple active government sources that they also got the alert from the DOD system via Alexandria phone number 703-454-0563, calling and warning everyone to get a flashlight and expect potential power outages from solar flares. He says, Tom, I'm not making this shit up. The DOD alert system is warning all employees about this event. The only thing I can't figure out is why the hell I got the call, because I do not work for the Department of Defense. I don't know. Clandestine, I don't know. Is there something going on? Now, today, I tried to do a credit card payment over the phone, couldn't do it, called the company, bam. Yeah, it works fine. Glitch in the system? Probably. Coincidence? Absolutely. Keep an eye on your cell phone service. My cell phone service right now, I'm looking at it, is pretty sketchy. It's pretty freaking sketchy right now. Normally, I have full bars at my house. I'm between 2 and 3. Again, coincidence? Probably. But keep an eye. I leave for Mexico Wednesday morning, I fly out. I hope to God I can fly out. That would be 2 of 4 years that I get screwed over on my Mexican vacation, the first one being COVID. Hopefully I'm able to fly out. That's why I say next week I'm not going to be able to do a show because I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be in Mexico doing a show. Nope, I'm going to be sitting in 95-degree weather with sun and heat and recuperating, feeling better. What is going on? And again, you got the climate activists saying this is a sign of climate change. No, it's not. Just like these tornadoes that hit in Michigan, everybody's saying, oh my God, this is the biggest tornadoes we've had in 25 years, a quarter of a century. This is signs of climate change. So wait a minute. You're telling me 25 years ago we had tornadoes this big hit Michigan. So what was the reason then? What happened in these last 25 years? Did the climate slow down? Did it not be aggressive? Did it not change in 25 years? No. This is a cycle. It happens. Listen, I've been on this show. I've been doing this over 10 years. I think I'm at 11 or 12 years now. And it seems like multiple times a year I've told you that the magnetic poles, not the poles, the north and south poles, the magnetic poles, they're moving. And when they move, it changes the weather. It changes weather patterns. And that's what we're dealing with. Listen, climate change is a joke. They want to sit there and they want to tell us that. Listen to this. I want you to listen to this because this hits home. It's a home run. Listen to this guy. Hold on. Who is this guy? Hold on. Here we go. This is Congressman Thomas Massie literally hammering John Kerry over his climate change stance. John Kerry just says, you know what? This isn't even worth talking about because he's stumped. He stumped him. He talked to him with logic, and when you're dealing with these people, logic doesn't make sense to them. Listen to this.
Isn't it true you have a science degree from Yale?
Bachelor of Arts degree.
Is it a political science degree?
Yes, political science.
So how do you get a Bachelor of Arts in a science?
Well, it's liberal arts education and degree. It's a bachelor.
Okay, so it's not really science. So I think it's somewhat appropriate that somebody with a pseudoscience degree is here pushing pseudoscience. Let me ask you this. What's the consensus on parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere?
About 406, 406 today.
Okay, 406. Are you aware?
350 being the level that scientists have said is dangerous.
Okay, are you aware? 350 is dangerous. Wow. Are you aware that since mammals have walked the planet, the average has been over 1,000 parts per million?
Yeah, but we weren't walking the planet. Let me just share with you that we now know that definitively at no point during the least the past 800,000 years has atmospheric CO2 been as high as it is today?
The reason you chose 800,000 years ago is because for 200 million years before that, it was greater than it is today. And I'm going to submit for the record.
Yeah, but there weren't human beings. I mean, there was a different world, folks. We didn't have 7 billion people.
So how did it get to 2,000 parts per million if we humans weren't here?
Because there were all kinds of geologic events happening on Earth which spewed
up. Did geology stop when we got on the planet?
Mr. Chairman, this is just not a serious conversation.
Your testimony is not serious.
He's absolutely right. Did the geological events of this planet stop when the human race took over? And when it makes complete sense. John Kerry is a fraud. He's an absolute fraud. When he's stumped, well, this conversation doesn't make sense. No, dumbass, you don't make sense. You're sitting here telling us that 800,000 years ago, the CO2 was higher. That's the only time it's ever been higher than it is now. 800,000 years ago, where were humans? There wasn't nearly as many humans as there were now, but they still had higher CO2 levels. Why is that? Yeah, I believe it, geological events. But now geological events don't matter because the humans are on the planet. You can't have it both ways, dumbass. You can't have it both ways. This is the world we live in. So I hate to do this to you guys, but I'm really not feeling well. So I am going to cut the show short. We are at what going on? We're over 45 minutes. I think that's long enough. Again, I will not be here next week. I will be hopefully enjoying sun and heat and relaxing and recharging my batteries. God knows I need to do that with everything going on in my life. I need a recharge. But with that being said, I want to end the show with Joe Biden telling his supporters, if you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut. Saying the truth out loud. Listen to this.
By the way, how many of you did really well with that $1.9 trillion tax cut that increased? Really in good shape, right? Really changed your... Well, you did. Well, that's good. You must. I'm glad to see you're doing well already. And I'm good. But guess what? If you elect me, I'm not going to have your taxes are going to be raised, not cut, if you benefit from that.
I have no idea what he said to end that statement. It's just continued gibberish, but continue voting for this guy. Continue supporting this guy and get your taxes raised even more. I personally enjoyed Trump's tax cuts. Put more money in my pocket. And who doesn't want that? Apparently liberals. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the show this week. Again, I will not be here next week. I need a vacation. I've got a vacation plan. And I'm going. So thank you for listening. Please share the show. Facebook is really restricting my ability to get the show there. They just, every time I go to post it, it's against community standards because apparently it's misinformation, although it's truth, but you know how Facebook is. As I say, everything I seem to be doing now is going towards X. I get all my news from X. That's where you should get your news from because it's at least fair. So thank you for listening. I will talk to you probably the weekend of Memorial Day. That's my plan. So let's make a date to meet up at that time, and we'll talk some more. Hopefully nothing bad happens in that meantime. Hopefully I can talk paranormal, and I do apologize to my paranormal fanatics. I don't have it in me to keep going. So thank you for listening. If you could, please share the show. I don't know why the music just cut out. Hence the new system I'm using. I still don't know it. But thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Please share the show when you listen to it. Get the word out. I will talk to you in about 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. And in awe.